The city of Eureka is looking at reforming its zoning to offset land use traditions rooted in prejudice. The historical influence of racism and segregation on land use policies was the subject of a September 17th presentation to the city council by Gaurav Srivastava Dudek, a planning consultant for the city. He said racially based social engineering began in Atlanta in the early 1920s with explicitly segregationist policies. Srivastava Dudek said constitutional challenges led to a different approach, the introduction of a familiar category of land use, the R1 or one unit per parcel single-family housing zone.
The city of Atlanta knew what it was doing. It wanted to test what was constitutional or not. But sure enough, in 1924, it had to revise its 1922 plan, but it already had a fix in place. And the fix was it conveniently redefined R1, which was white-only zoning, to the dwelling house district. And these were a residential district where apartment buildings were not allowed. R2, which was the black-only district, became the apartment house district or multifamily districts. So what was clear then in 1922 was the use of class and income as a proxy for segregationist policy objectives. And cities across the country, and yes, including Eureka, continue to use the system of R1 zone nomenclature, and they're almost always oblivious of how it came about and what its original intent was.
The 1968 Fair Housing Act banned racial discrimination in housing. But Srivastava Dudek said low-density zoning became more prevalent from the 1960s to the 1980s as cities across California downzoned or reduced housing densities. That set the state up for housing shortages. Downzoning created a reduction in housing as population boomed.
Well, generally in that same time period, there was also a dramatic slowdown in the production of apartments, multifamily buildings, given these policies that cities were putting in place. So prior to 1950, when the population of California was 10 million or even less, the average annual production of apartment units in California was around 200,000 units per year. In the 1980s, that had fallen to less than half, when the population of California had more than doubled. So the supply of housing available to the residents of California was drastically curtailed through deliberate policy decisions that cities put in place after the Fair Housing Act was passed.
Srivastava Dudek said the lopsided focus on the R1 zoning lingers in California, including in Eureka, where 78% of residential land is zoned for single-family homes. He said the statewide percentage is about 95%. That limits the effectiveness of measures promoting multifamily housing, such as deed-restricted affordable housing development and relaxation of costly requirements like parking. The city included multifamily housing policies in its 2018 general plan update, and Srivastava Dudek talked about what the city can do now.
Where does Eureka go from here? So I think a question that may need answering is, given the baggage that R1 carries, what potential pathways are available to consider? So we know that Eureka has really unique historic building stock of small-scale residential development. It's now commonly referred to as missing middle, but this was built in Eureka in the 1800s and 1900s. Before 1953 and 1966, that kind of development has not been built or seen since 66 because of burdensome regulations and barriers to development. What I will say is that given the experience and proactive efforts that of other cities who want to get on the right side of history, somewhere on the road ahead, there is an opportunity to re-legalize housing types that existed naturally in the city of Eureka, that were integral to its origin story, that were characteristic of its building form. And it's a discussion, I think, that we're happy to participate in, and I'm sure the community will also be.
Council members discussed ways to offset the R1 dominance, including reducing minimum lot sizes. The city has been working to expand low-income housing, but its recent efforts to create low-income housing in its downtown area are being challenged by the Measure F ballot measure, which seeks to preserve parking spaces. And single-family neighborhoods are widely seen as promoting higher quality of life. During a sparsely peopled public comment period, a Eureka resident said the city has the atmosphere of a low-density rural community and, quote, "We're not against housing, but let's not destroy our city by making it like any other big city." In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.